He's the Salem lawyer who became the powerful House of Delegates majority leader before unseating longtime Congressman Rick Boucher 2 years ago. His first term assessment.
I stand for limited government, for trying to protect our businesses from overregulation from Washington. I went out and defended those beliefs.
But Griffith says he is not blindly loyal to his party.
If the Democrats and Obama get something right, I don't mind saying so.
One case in point, he says.
Where I'm a co-sponsor of a Democrat from Massachusetts bill.
A bill to change the current requirement on the Postal Service, which right now must set aside employee pension cost contributions for the next 75 years. A requirement, he says, that's crippling the Postal Service.
Nobody plans to work for the Post Office for 75 years, so it seems to me to be the wrong approach. And so I'm working with some Democrats. I'm a co-patron of the bill because I thought it made more sense.
Griffith has other goals for a second term, one of them involving the scope of government rule over our personal lives. He wants to follow through as a chief sponsor, if possible, on a Ron Paul bill. It would permit Americans diagnosed with a terminal illness to seek and receive treatments for medical procedures not currently approved in this country.
If you've got a limited life expectancy, if you've been told that you're going to die within the next 2 years, why should the government care if you want to try something that may be a Hail Mary pass? But hey, if it works for you, what harm is there?
But coal and environmental regulations, their current and anticipated impacts on coal country jobs and everyone's electricity rates are likely to remain at the forefront of any Griffith second term. The man who frequently wears a friend of coal lapel pin says there can and should be a better balance.
If you have no jobs, your environment suffers. It's just that simple. We have to have jobs and money in order to have a clean environment, and so we've got to have a balance.
And by the way, Griffith says if he is reelected, he will still sleep in his office couch on those nights he is in Washington. Evan Jones, WFIR News.